Today's shiur, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous Shiur, the Gemara discussed how are we to understand the opening of the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said, Dine Momenus Bishlosha, Gzelos v'chavolos bishlosha. The question was raised, there seems to be a redundancy. Namely, gzelos v'chavolos, theft and battery, are themselves a form of dine momenus. So why was it necessary to spell things out as it did? We saw Rabbi Avo, who explained that the Mishnah was in a mahein form. Namely, it taught dine momenus, and then specified which dine momenus are we discussing. And we said we're coming to exclude dinim of hoidos valvos, admissions of financial debt, and halvos, loans. We're excluding them from the necessity of having mumchen, experts, to judge. However, we're not excluding them from the number three. So, in a manner of speaking, you could say there are two categories. There's the category of hoidos navos, which are judged by three, but three commoners, versus the case of gezelos v'chavolos, which are judged by three, but they must be mumchen, experts. How did Rabbi Avo set up the Mishnah? He said that the Mishnah is taught in an exclusionary fashion, namely, that dine momenus that we're discussing concerns only chavolos, gezelos v'chavolos. The Gemara asks now, on the fifth line from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, E Hachi, if everything we said is the case, that Hoidos Navos needs three, Tarti Kotoni, there are really two categories. And as Rashi explains here, why did the Mishnah have to be explained as he did in the Mahain fashion, namely in the exclusionary fashion? You could have explained the Mishnah as follows. And this Ihochi question is a question that we call a long question. As you can see, there's a circled kuf to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this question. The question is, why did he set up the Mishnah as an exclusionary statement? Rather, you could have taught as follows. Aleph, dine momenus bishlosha hedyotos. That dine momenus are judged by three commoners. And those dine momenos would be the hoidos malvos. Beis, a second category, gezelos v'chavolos, theft and battery, b'shlosha mumchin. Notice how we've also slashed, underlined the expressions hedyotos and mumchin being the emphasis on the two different types of categories. The oid, and furthermore, if it's so that chado kotoni, as Rabbi Avo said, that there's only one category being taught in the Mishnah, then shloisha shloisha lomali. Why did the term or the word shloisha appear twice? The Rashi explains, if it were as Rabbi Avo said, that chado kotoni, it should have said as follows, dine momenos shehein gezelos v'chavolos bishlosha. But it doesn't say that. It uses the word shloisha twice in the opening line. As a result of these two questions on Rabbi Avol's approach, this brings the second approach to explaining the Mishnah, and that of Rava. Elo Amar Rava. Tarti Kotoni Mishum de Rabbi Chanina. In fact, the Mishnah is not exclusionary, but rather there are two separate categories. There's the category of commoners judging halvos, and the reason for commoners dealing with halvos is based on Rabbi Hanino's teaching, namely that min haTorah you really did require experts for halvos cases. And Rashi explains this is a function of Eruv Parshios Kosubkan, that the Parsha of Halvos, of loans, is included in the Parsha of Shomrim, which means that we should have experts. However, we relieve the need for having experts because of the Rabbi Hanino consideration that was mentioned in the previous Shiur, that if you insisted on having experts for cases of loans, people would not want to loan money. The second category that Rovo referred to, Tarti Kotoni, the second category being Gezelos V'chavolos. There we go with the Torah standard of needing three experts. Before we go further in the Gemara, we must take note of another marking. We see a little aleph in a triangle and a beis on the in triangles. This is explained in our structural note that you see in the margin, the Mivneh. You see a triangle featured. Shnei Mishuloshim, Aleph and Beis. Kedei La'akov, these are employed here in order to follow Acharei Machloikis Rava V'Rabbi Acha. We will see a Machloikis between Rava and Rav Acha. B'mispar Hadayonim L'dinei Halvois Mida'oiraisa. How many judges are needed for halvos cases from a Torah perspective? In other words, Rava and Rav Acha, that we are going to see very shortly, do not argue, as far as bottom line is concerned, you do need three. The question is, from the Torah standpoint, from the Torah perspective, how many do you need? And so we've indicated here in our note, Aleph, L'Rava Gimel De'Iraisa. You need three from a Torah level, Mishum De'Eruv Parshias Kosev Kan, because of what we mentioned, that the topic of loans is included in the Parsha of Shomrim, where three are alluded to, three judges are alluded to in the Parsha of Shomrim. So if you say Eruv Parsha is Kosev Kan, that means that in the same Parsha of Shomrim, we're also discussing Halvois. Beis, L'Rav Acha, Midoraisa Sagi Bechad. According to Rav Acha, one is sufficient from a Torah perspective. Why? The Ein Eruv Parshios Kosuv Kan, because we don't have this Parsha inserted here, namely the Parsha of Havos, of loans, is not inserted in the, or mixed into the Parsha of Shomrim. For Rak Midrabbonon Bo'inon Shloshan, only from a rabbinic standpoint is there a requirement of having three. Let's continue in the Gemara. Rav Acha Brei D'Rav Ika Omar Mido Raisa, from a Torah standpoint, Chad Nami Kosher Shinemar Betzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. This pasuk says that in with justice one should judge his fellow man. And how do I see one in the pasuk? Because the word Tishpot is in the singular. If that be the case, then why is it that on a practical level even Rav Acha agrees you need to have three? Elamishum Yoshve Kronois. So as to deal with the issue of Yoshve Kronos, people that are non-expert in law, the Rashi says that toward the end of the narrow lines, Gezera Mishum Yoshve Kronos, we require three so as to get around this problem. Tagorin, these are merchants, Shein Bekiyim B'tiv Dinim, they're not familiar with the nature of law, the azak is a chayv, the chayv is a zak, and they'll mess up. They'll exonerate the guilty and condemn the innocent. So what do? We require to have three. We don't want to have a singular person judging because we might encounter a yoshev kronos as serving as judge. The Gemara asks, "Otu betlosa milo havu yoshev kronos?" And if you have three, are you not going to have the same problem of having three ignorant individuals? So the Gemara answers that with a statistical reply. E efsher the less behu chad de gomer. If you have three people there, it's impossible that amongst three people one would not be knowledgeable. the Gomir, Rashi says, the Gomir Sheshoma Mechachomim Umidayonim Hilchus Din Milve. Someone who at least heard from rabbis and from judges laws regarding Havol. So if you have three people there, statistically, you're going to guarantee yourself of having at least one that is familiar with Halochas. Elo Me'ato To'o Lo Yishalmu. But now that you say that three commoners can serve as, that do serve as judges, To, if they make a mistake, since they have rishus to judge, they have permission to judge, Lo Yishalmu, they should not be obligated to compensate for their error. So the more answers, if you relieve them of need for compensating, Kol Shekein D'Nefishi Yoshvei Kronos, we're only going to encourage the phenomenon of ignorance all the more. People will feel, oh, I can serve as a judge, I don't really have to be knowledgeable, and if I make a mistake, I won't have to pay. So up to this point in our discussion, we've seen Rava, who's featured in a diamond, compared or contrasted with Rabbi Avo. They were both addressing the issue of how to understand the opening line of the Mishnah. We've also, with our markings, contrasted Rava with Rav Acha. That was with the Aleph and Beis that we have in triangles. They agree that you need to have three people judging cases of Halvos. The question is, the number three, is that a Torah-based number? And or is it a rabbinic-based number? According to Rava, we said it's a Torah-based number, that you have to have three. And not only do you have to have three, but you have to have three experts. And we relieved the need for experts from a takonas rabon chachomim based on Rabbi Hanina's teaching. Rav Acha, on the other hand, says, from a Torah perspective, all you need is one, and there's no reference to experts whatsoever, because ain Eruv Parshias Kosov Khan. So according to Rabbi Acha, we elevate the number, we increase the number from one to three from a rabbinic perspective. The Gemara now asks, my Iko bain Rava the Rav Acha Bre the Rav Iko. What difference is there between Rava, who says you need three from a Torah perspective, and Shitas Rav Acha, that says from the Torah one is enough? Iko binayo, the difference between them will be Shmuel's teaching. The Omar Shmuel, Shnayim Shedonu, two who judge a case, Dinehem Din, their conclusion is binding, Elo Shenikro'u Beis Din Chotzuf, but they are called a Chutzpah Beis Din, a Chutzpah Dika Beis Din. What's the Chutzpah? The Chutzpah meaning that they violated the Takonas Chachomim. Namely, according to Shmuel, the Torah does not require three. Less than three would be enough. But the rabbinic, the rabbonon, the chachamim require three. Hence, if you have less than three, we, according to Shmuel, will call them a beis din chotzuf. The Gemara now points out the difference between Rava and Rav Acha. Notice we've used the aleph and beis in triangles again to tie this up with the Gemara, to connect it with the Gemara above. Le Rava less lay de Shmuel. According to Rava, that the number three is required from the Torah, less than three will have no validity. And hence he doesn't hold from Shmuel's teaching that said Dine and Din, that the conclusion of two is binding. L'Rav Acha Brei D'Rav Ika Islei D'Shmuel. According to Rav Acha, that from the Torah standpoint, you don't have to have three. So he Islei D'Shmuel, he holds from Shmuel that the conclusion of less than three has validity. Only that it's called a Beis Din Chotzuf. As we go on in the Gemara, we are continuing with the next section of the Mishnah. Nezek, v'chatzi nezek. Let us glance at the outside margin to our topic heading. Nose, loma katoni nezek v'chatzi nezek. Why does the Mishnah teach that you need to have three judges for cases of nezek, of damage, and v'chatzi nezek, payment, in the case of the short time? Achrei shekvar katoni chavolos. After the Mishnah already used the term chavolos, battery. In the case of chavola, of battery, Nezek payment is made. Payment for damages is already included in Chavolos. The Gemara continues now inside. Nezek, Hainu Chavolos. Nezek is already included in Chavolos. In fact, Nezek is one of the five payments that are made by a person that beats his friend. When a fellow, when a human being hits and causes damage to the fellow human being, there are a series of five different payments, which we will not detail right now, but one of those five payments is called Nezek. So once you teach me that Chavolos is judged by three, that includes the Nezek. The Gemara answers, Mishum dekaboy lemisna chatzi Nezek, tono nami Nezek sholem. Since the Mishnah had an agenda of its own, namely it wanted to teach that chatzi Nezek is judged by three, so it also teaches Nezek, the full Nezek payment, Nezek sholem. The Gemara asks, Chatzi Nezek Nami, Hainu Chavolos, but the issue of Chatzi Nezek is also a form of Chavola. That's a case of battery performed by a Shor Tam, the non-malicious animal who gores, pays a half Nezek, half damage payment. That's also considered Chavola, so why does Chatzi Nezek have to be taught independently? The Gemara answers, Tana Mamoina, the Katani Knasa. The Mishnah, by teaching Nezek Shalem or Chavolos, that's called a Mamon payment, a direct financial payment. Chatzi Nezek, on the other hand, is not categorized as standard financial payment or obligation, but rather a fine, a Knas payment. As a result of that, we would not be able to say that Chatzi Nezek is included in Chavolos or Nezek Shalem. The Gemara says this analysis is true, but not according to all opinions. Ha'nicho l'man d'omar palgo nizko knosa. This is true according to the opinion that holds that Chatzi Nezek, palgo nizko is Chatzi Nezek, is a knas payment. That being on the following idea that's shared by Rashi, that your standard Sure, your standard ox, according to this opinion, is a docile animal that stam shvorim are called non-nagchonim. And as such, if we view them as docile and it acts in an unusual way, in an unanticipated way, so we go easy on the owner for the first three times and say, pay only half. The fact that we insist on his paying anything is itself of a novel idea, and hence we categorize that as a knas payment and non-momo payment. The Gemara goes on, Elo laman di omar palga nizka mamona. But according to the opinion that views your standard shor as malicious, hence his damage, his act of aggression would be viewed as anticipated, and hence the resultant financial debt as a result of the damage could be categorized as standard mamon, my iko the meimar, the Gemara. So why is it taught separately? Once you teach me chavolos, that includes nezek and the chatzi nezek payment being made for mamon payment according to this particular opinion. Elo aidi de koboi lemisna. Tashlume kefil v'tashlume arbo v'chamisha, de momon she'enoi mishtalein barosh. Since the Mishnah wanted to teach these additional types of payments of the double payment that is paid for a, in the case of a ganav, a stealthful thief, or the case of the theft of shor v'tzon, the heavy cattle and the light cattle, sheep and oxen, where the payment of their stolen and slaughtered or stolen and sold is a four or five time payment, that's called mamon she'eno mishtalein barosh. Namely, it's an amount of money that does not correspond directly to the principal value. Double payment is, of course, not principal, it's principal plus one, double. Four or five, obviously, much more. It's a payment that doesn't correspond to the principal. As a result of wanting to teach that, Tona Nami, the Gemara continues at the top of Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah also teaches Chatzi Nezek, de Mamon She'eno Mishtalein Berosh Hu. Chatzi Nezek also is a type of payment that does not correspond to principal. In this case, it's less than the principal. V'aydi de Koboi Lemisna Chatzi Nezek, and since the Mishnah wanted to teach the case of Chatzi Nezek, Tana Nami Nezek, it throws in the case of Nezek as well, even though one might have understood that anyway from the term Chavolois. Now the Gemara turns to the question of numbers. Shloisha Minolon. From where do we know that three is the number required for judging? When we ask from where do we know, this certainly will correspond to the approach that says that three is a Torah requirement. The note that we have on the outside margin under the topic heading Nosei, Mokor LeGimel Dayonim. We will be seeking out a source for three judges. We will also be featuring in the Gemara the following. In our note we say, Machlekes Rav Yoshia Rav Yoinoson. There will be a controversy between these two Tanoim, Im Lidrosh HaPosuk V'Nikrav Bal HaBayis El HaElohim Leminyan. Do we use this Pasuk as one of our sources for numbers? Lefi Shitas Rav Yonason, Ein Tzorech Lidrosh HaPosuk Hanal L'Shem Minyan. According to Rav Yonason, we will see in the Gemara that there is no need to darshan that pasuk for number purposes. In other words, we will see the word Elohim appearing several times in Shmois Chof Beis Psukim Zayin and Ches. In fact, we'll see it appearing three times. According to Rabbi Yonason, the first time it appears, and that is in this pasuk V'nikra Balabayas, that does not serve as one of the three for the purpose of getting to the number three. Demaspik b'shnei psukim. According to Rabbi Yonason, two verses will be enough. V'hadin she'omer d'tzorech beizdin noite. Hainu mispar izugi kegon sholosh. And the third judge will be a function of the din that says that you need to have an uneven number. As a result of saying that you need an uneven number, if I have psukim that account for two, an even number, and then I have another source, another pasuk that says your number must be uneven, that itself will force me to add a third judge. Hence, I don't need to use the pasuk of the Nikra of Baal HaBayis for number purposes. Let us now turn to the Gemara. Shloisha Menola, from where do I know three? Tetona Rabbanan, we now see a Tanaic source. How do we identify this as a Tanaic source? We see it has a frame around it. And in our marking edition, we note all Tanaic sources with frames around them to set them apart from the rest of the Gemara literature. The Tana Rabbanan, V'nikrav Baal HaBayis El HaElohim, Harei Kan Echad. We've dashed underlined the word HaElohim, as this is the central theme of our discussion. So that accounts for one. Ad hu Elohim yavo devar shneim. Harei kan shneim. Asher yarshiun Elohim. Harei kan shloisha devar Rabbi Yoshia. So we see, we've numbered them all, three, and dashed underline them, three times the word Elohim, which indicates judges. Hence you need three judges. Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rishon tchilo ne'amar. The first pasuk v'nikra Baal HaBayis El Elohim serves as the opening of this section. V'ein darshan tchilos. We don't darshan, we don't use opening psukim for drushes concerning numbers. Rather, we need it for itself, to teach the topic itself, namely that you need to have experts. Elo, ad hu Elohim yavo dvar shneim harei kan echad. So Rav Yonason's first pasuk for numbers is the beginning of pasuk Ches. Asher Yarshim Elohim Harei Kan Shnayim. That being the latter part of pasuk Ches gives me the second judge, V'ein Bezdin Shokul, and you cannot have an even number, a balanced number of dayonim, of judges. Therefore, Moisif and Alein Oid Echad, we add another one, Harei Kan Shlosha, giving me a total of three. We can see from this source that Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonason agree that you have to have three, but they're not in full agreement, otherwise they wouldn't be taught together in the same source. So what's their point of difference? Neimo bedorshin chilos komiflugi. Maybe we can suggest that they argue as to the issue of darshaning, of using an opening pasuk for the purpose of numbers. Demor sovar darshan chilos. According to Rabbi Yoshia, he would say we can use the first pasuk, the opening pasuk, for number purposes. Umar sovar ain darshan chilos, and Rabbi Yonasan would say that you cannot. Maybe that's their point of controversy. The Gemara says, loy, that's not their point of controversy. The Kulei Alma Ein Dorshin Chilos. Rabbi Yoshua will agree that in general, we don't use opening psukim for the purpose of darshaning, of coming to conclusions regarding numbers. Omar Loch Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua explains himself, why in this case did he use the opening pasuk for this purpose? In Cain, if this pasuk was not for number purposes, name a krov v'nikrov baal habayis el hashofet. The pasuk could have used another term, maybe a more standard term, that the case is brought to the shofet, the judge. My el holohim. Why did the pasuk use the unusual expression of el holohim? Shma mino l'minyana, by the choice of the words El Holohim, the Torah was saying, I want you to use this as one of the numbers in order to get to three. Rabbi Yonasan, who disagrees, says, Lishna the Alma Nokat. The choice of the word Elohim is not to serve as a sign to darshan it, but rather it used a general expression, Kide Amri Inchi, as people speak. Man de is le dino, someone who has a case, likrav legabi dayino, should bring his case to a dayino, to a person who's a regular, who is knowledgeable and not a commoner. Hence, the Torah is using common form of speech, that when a person has a case, he wants his case to be brought in front of someone who is expert, not a common individual. But there is nothing more to be seen in this pasuk, according to Rabbi Yonasan, with regards to numbers. As we go on in the Gemara, we take note of the appearance of a geometric form. This is explained in our margin. We call this the volcano form. And we're going to title this, our heading here is a Nosei Hemshech, and a continuation of our discussion, because we're not turning to a new discussion over here. Continuation of the discussion we opened up with Rav Yoshia, and Mivneh, a structural note combined here in our heading. We notice this volcano form, we call it Ma'akav. Makav is an attempt to keep track of a discussion, where there's a back and forth, where there's a give and take in the discussion. We like to follow where are we holding at any given point in the discussion. So here we have this form, which has a narrow top and a wider bottom. So when the narrow top is in fact on top, these are she'elois, birur, shitas, Rav Yoshia. These are questions designed to clarify Rav Yoshia's opinion. Me'achar detzorech posuk gam l'dayan shlishi. We see that Rav Yoshia requires a posuk for the third judge. Mashma de b'derech klal les lay beis denote. It seems that he doesn't hold in general from the idea of having a beis denote. Beis denote means klomar de gam beis den shel mispar zugi shel dayanim kosher. If he does not hold from beis denote means an uneven number. It seems then, if he doesn't hold that you should have an uneven number, it sounds that in general, an even number of judges would be okay. And we ask, Hayitochein, is that so? So the question in simpler terms is, could it be so that Rabbi Yoshia could entertain the idea of having an even number of judges? And only in this case, the issue of three, it's only because we have psukim that say to have three, but otherwise on my own, I would have been able to tolerate the idea of having an even number. Could that be? When the form flips over, we notice we entitle this Tshuvos, responses. So as you glance down the Gemara from this point to the toward the end to the end of the narrow lines, and in fact we're going to even spill over to the first of the widest lines, these forms will be appearing, flipping back and forth each time. Question, answer, question, answer. The Gemara opens with a question. If this question itself lasts several lines, as is indicated by our long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Verb Yoshia les le bezdenota. Rav Yoshia, who needed psukim to get to the number 3, does he not hold that a bezin should basically be an uneven number? The Hatanya. We have the following Tanaic source. Rabbi Elezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Ma Talmud Lomar, what is meant by the pasuk that says, Lintois acharei rabim lahatois? The pasuk opens up by saying, Velo sane al riv, lintois acharei rabim lahatois. Hatoira omro, ase lucho beis enote. Without getting into literal translation of the psukim, which is certainly not the context of our shiurim, that for literal translations we recommend using the fine Torah translations that are available on the market. However, what we derive from this pasuk, and we've dashed underlined the word lintos, that the Torah says, make for yourselves, establish courts that are note, that are uneven in number. That being the case, even if I didn't have a reference in the psukim to the number 3, I knew that I would have to have 3. The Gemara answers, Sovar law. Notice how the form flipped over with the narrow part on the bottom. As we indicated in our introduction, this is an answer. Rav Yoshia holds, Sovar law, Rav Yehuda, the Amar Shivim. Rav Yoshia holds, like we saw Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, that says that a Sanhedrin can be, it has to be 70. 70 is an even number, disnan. And we have a Tanaic source here, our Mishnah, Sanhedri Gedola Hoysa Shal Shivim Ve'echod, Rav Yehuda Omer Shivim. Even though the Chachomim, the first opinion, said 71, but we've noted with our markings and emphasized Rabbi Yehuda says 70. And Rabbi Yoshua will buy into that. The Gemara asks a question. Notice, again, a long question. Amar deshamis le Rabbi Yehuda besanhedri gedolo deksivi kroi. It may be said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an even number is acceptable. That's when you're dealing with the Sanhedrin gedolo. And the reason that we'll accept an even number, or as we know as a best in shokul, that's because we have psukim that say so. We have a pasuk that says, "Is for the shivim zakenim." B'shar beidina mi shamisle, but in the context of other courts, the lesser number courts, who says that Rabbi Yehuda would tolerate an even number? V'chitema lo ishna, and if you say that, well, Rabbi Yehuda makes no distinction, and all of them can be even numbers. V'hatanan, but we see to the contrary, in another Tanaic source. We saw this as well in our Mishnah, and it's in a frame here. Smichas zakenim, varifas eglo b'shloisha divur Rabbi Shimon. The ceremonies of placing the hands on the par helodova shaltuba, known as smichas zakenim, or the arifas eglo, the ceremony involving the finding of the murdered individual between two towns that we discussed in the previous shiur. That's done by 3, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Chamisha. And we've emphasized Rabbi Yehuda's name because he's the focus of our discussion. He says you need 5. The Amrinon, and we have to keep reading, hence we have this connector marking after the source reading into the Gemara, and we say, my time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda to get to 5? And the answer to that is v'samchu shnayim. The pasuk uses the word v'samchu, the placing of their hands. That's 2. Ziknei shnayim. Another 2. These are 2 words that are in plural form. So we have 2 plus 2. That's 4. V'ein bezdin shokul. Notice how we've dashed underlined this in it, as well as Rabbi Yehuda's name. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you cannot have a bezdin shokul, an even number of judges. Mosifan aleim eod echad harei kan chamisha. We add another 1. To the 4, getting 5. That's the end of our long question. But what's the essence of this question? To try to tie Rabbi Yoshia into Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yoshia, who we got the impression says that you can have an even number of judges, if not for the fact that the Torah required 3, and try to tie him or base Rabbi Yoshia on Rabbi Yehuda, who in general allows for an even number. That's not so. Rabbi Yehuda does not allow for an even number. Maybe in the Sanhedrin Gedolah he does, but not in general. The Gemara answers, and notice we have a long answer marking here as well. The Rebbe Yoshia Adifa Mida Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yoshia goes further than Rebbe Yehuda. The Ilu Rebbe Yehuda of Sanhedrin Gedola, who the less lay. Rebbe Yehuda himself will say that in a Sanhedrin Gedola, you don't have to have a Bezdin Nota. You don't have to have an uneven number. Ha Bishar Beidino Islay. But with regard to other courts, you do have to have a Bezdin Nota, an uneven number. Rabbi Yoshua, as we said, he goes further than Rabbi Yehuda, says, Bishar Beidino Nami Leslay. Not only in the Sanhedrin Gedola, but with regard to other courts as well, he also holds Leslay, that there is no need for a Bezdin Nota. There is no need for an uneven number. Hence, according to Rabbi Yoshua, you could have an even number. Therefore, in order to get to 3, which is an uneven number for Dine Momenus, Rabbi Yoshua will get to that number only if it is sanctioned by psukim, by verses. We have a question, though. The issue of an uneven number, we saw, was itself sanctioned by the Torah. Let us take advantage of another marking that we have here. We see a little arrow in the space between the Gemara and the Tosfos to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Try to find a corresponding arrow. And if you skim up the page, you'll notice, in fact, another arrow pointing to the line where we saw the word lintos dashed underline. That was used as a source for saying that you have to have an uneven number. Based on everything we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yoshia, you could have an even number. So the Gemara asks, V'elohai lin tois mai ovidle, what does Rabbi Yoshia do with this pasuk that we thought meant, or the opinion expressed above said, means uneven? Answer, notice how the shape has flipped around again. Moikim lo bedine nefashos. He says that I need to have this teaching, this pasuk, in the context of capital cases, to tell me the following. That the vindication of the defendant is accomplished by a majority of one. The Rashi, about halfway down the page, says, "Bedine nefoshes shetiskayim bo hatayoscha letoiva al pi echod." That in capital cases, the exoneration of the defendant is accomplished by a majority of one. Kida Amra b'masnisin, as we saw in the Mishnah, v'i havu zugois, and if you had an even number, leka hatoya b'pochos mishnayim, you wouldn't have a decision made with less than a majority of two. Continuing in the Gemara. Avol bedine momenus lo. So we're saying as follows, that in the case of capital cases, there you need to have an uneven number, because if you have an uneven number, let's take as an example 23, you can have 12 exonerating, 11 condemning. The 12, being a majority of 1, exonerates. 12 and 11, 23. But in Dine Momenus, there is no requirement of having an uneven number. The Gemara now asks, well, we have a source here, and we're going to suggest, after the source, that maybe this is not like Rabbi Yoshia. Before we go on in the Gemara, the source will tell us that if you have two judges in a case of Momenus ruling one way, and the individual, the third judge, ruling another way, we will follow the majority. According to the Gemara's Havamina, this idea of following a majority opinion sounds like something Rabbi Yoshia would not agree with. The reason for that is, according to Rabbi Yoshia, that the number 3 is a Torah-based number. It would stand to reason, since the Torah requires 3 judges, the Torah would also expect them to be of the same opinion, of like mind. Hence, according to Rabbi Yoshia, who requires 3 based on the Torah, you couldn't have a situation of a difference of opinions, even though you would have a majority. That wouldn't be enough. You'd have to have unanimity. let us see this asked in the Gemara. Elo, ha desnan. The following source, Shnaim Omrim Zakai V'Echad Omer Chayav, if two would rule innocent and one rules guilty, since you have a majority ruling innocent, Zakai, the person is exonerated. Shnaim Omrim Chayav V'Echad Omer Zakai, if two rule guilty and one rules innocent, Chayav, he is guilty, because we follow the majority. Name Adolok Rabbi Yoshia, should we suggest that this Tanaic source would not conform to Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yoshia, who required three based on psukim, would also require unanimity. The Gemara says that's not so. It's true that he requires three to be present in the case, in judging the case. However, the idea of having the majority serve as the conclusion, even Rabbi Yoshia would agree with that. Afilu temo Rabbi Yoshia, the concept of following the rov is something that even Rabbi Yoshia would agree with. Maisi law the kavachomer medine nefashos. He derives that a majority opinion is sufficient in financial matters. He concludes that based on kavachomer logic from capital cases. What's the kavachomer logic? It's as follows: uma dine nefashos dechamiri. Mind you, capital cases that's of great severity, a person's life is at stake. Omar rachmon azil baseruva. The Torah itself says, follow the majority, and you do not have to have unanimity. Dine mominus, financial matters, which is considered less severe than capital cases, low culture case, certainly it's sufficient if you have a majority opinion and no need for unanimity. Hence, even though, according to Rabbi Yoshia, three is sanctioned by the Torah, that does not mean that you need to have unanimity. It's sufficient if you have two versus one, and you would follow the majority. Before we go on in the Gemara, let us note our topic heading in the outside margin. We have a Nosei Mivneh, Shitas Rebbe. We're going to be exposed to the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Nosi that says, Dine Momonus Bechamisha, that for matters of Momon, five judges are necessary. And then we're going to see a diamond featured. These are Shnei Shlovim, my time of the Rebbe. These are like two stages in trying to figure out what is the basis for Rebbe's opinion. Tana Rabbanan, we have a source that begins. Dine Momonus Bishlosha, Rebbe Omer Bechamisha. The first opinion we've seen before, that Dine Momonus is judged by three judges. Rebbe holds five. We will skip the brackets momentarily. Bitnei Shigmar Din Bishlosha. The reason that Rebbe requires five is because the conclusion of the case must be done by three. That there must be three judges holding a particular opinion at the conclusion. Hence, we have to open up the case with five. The skipped section was skipped because the material mentioned in the bracketed section is felt by the Gemara to be inaccurate, and it's corrected. And in the context of these brackets, and then the final reading is what we saw outside of the brackets. So let's go over this again, anticipating, of course, something that's not going to be clear. Rebbe Omer, we're in the middle of the line. Rebbe says b'chamisha, that you need five for dinei mamonos, kedei shigomer hadin b'shlosha, so that you will have a majority, so that you'll have three, which will be the majority, and I will follow the three, which is a majority. So the Gemara asks, Otu b'tlosa, and if you were to have a case of three, if you would have the case judged by three, could I still not have a majority within that number? Milo gomar din obetrei? Could I not have a gomar din with two ruling one way and the third being the minority opinion? So within three, I can also produce a majority. Hachi Chomar. Rather, this is what Rebbe wants you to understand. Mipnei Shigmar Din Bishlosha. Because a conclusion cannot be less than three. So what number would you have to open up with in order to have a conclusion representing a majority number that is three? The opening number, therefore, would be five. Alma Kosovar, Tlosa Kiksivi. So we see from here, according to Rebbe, the three that are written, that are referred to in the Torah, when the Torah makes reference to three judges, Bigmar Din Oksivi. That represents the point in the case at which the case is concluded. This raises a question on the part of Rabbi Avol. Notice we have a long question marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. You notice a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, indicating all of these lines are part of the question. And that will bring us to stage two in understanding Rebbe. Megadef bo Rabbi Avol. Megadef is a very strong expression indicating his dissatisfaction with what he just heard. So Rabbi Avol asks, Elo me'ata, if it be so that the posuk, that the psukim that refer to numbers are psukim referring to the number required for the gemar din, the determining opinion at the end of the case, tehe sanhedri gedola tzricha mea ve'arboim ve'echod. Sanhedri gedola, which the Torah says 71, we saw 70 plus Moshe, hence the Torah requires 71. You would then have to you'd have to require 141 judges to sit on the Sanhedrin, kadeshi gomer hadin b'shivim ve'echod, so that the conclusion would be 71, which the Torah says, so that you would have a rove of 71 versus the minority of 70. How many would you need at the opening then? 141. Utehe Sanhedri Ktana Tzricho Arboim V'Chamisha. The Sanhedri Ktana, which we saw from the Psukim, we got to 23. We saw two times Eda plus the idea of having an uneven Beis Din and an allowance for a majority of two, getting me up to 23. Arboim V'Chamisha, you would require to have 45 judges sitting on the Sanhedrin Ketana, Kadeshi Gomer Hadin B'Shloisha V'Esrim, so that you would have a conclusion of a concluding number, a majority of judges, the majority being 23, which would be the Rove versus 22, which would be a total of 45. Elo. And we know that's not the case. We know that a Sanhedrin doesn't have 141, and we know that a Sanhedrin Ketana doesn't have 45. Ela isfali shivim ish amarachmona. When the Torah says, gather for me 70 men, mishas asifa shivim. From the initial point of gathering them together, it's 70. V'shaftu eido v'yitzilu eido nami, and the posuk that indicates the number of judges for a Sanhedrin Ketana as well, mishas shvitas o eido, from the beginning of the judgment of the eido, of the group. So those psukim we see clearly refer to the beginning of the case and not a reference to the gemar din. Hachinami, so too in the context of the three, or of the simple cases, simply dine momentus, v'nikrav baal habayas el holohim, Mishas Krevo Shlosha, from the point the case is brought forth, you need to have three, and not for the Gemar Din, if that be the case. So how does Rebbe come on to five? So we see again a diamond indicating stage two in trying to figure out Shitas Rebbe. Elohainu time of the Rebbe. Rather, Rebbe's reason is based on the following. Asher Yarshiun Elohim Trey. The word Yarshiun is a plural expression, referring to a minimum of plural is two. So we see the pasuk says, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, which equals Trey. Ne'mar Elohim Lamata. It says, toward the end of the pasuk, Asher Yarshiun Elohim. Ve'ne'mar Elohim Lamala. And the earlier part of the pasuk said Elohim as well. Ma Lamata Shnayim. Just like the end of the pasuk means two, the pasuk said Yarshiun, which we said was the plural, meant minimum plural of two. Af lemala shnayim. So too, in the earlier part of the pasuk, where it said Ad Elohim Yavo Devar Shneim, it also means two. So that's two plus two is four. Ve'ein based in shokel, and you cannot have an even number of judges on a based in. Mosif and aleim od echad. We add one more, hare kan chamisha. That gives me a total of five. With that, we explain Shitas Rebbe. V'rabonan, at the top of the Daled Omed Aleph, we see the Rabbonan they hold only three. Yarshion ksiv. They don't look at the way we read the word. They look at the way the word appears in the tradition, in the way it's spelled. And it's spelled without a vav toward the end of the word. And if you look at the spelling in and of itself and don't pay heed to the way it's read, it in fact is a singular expression. And as such, we don't get started with a drasha of two plus two, but rather one plus one, and ein bez and shekel, one plus one is two, an even number, and you can't have an even number, you have to add one, getting to three. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.